Oh, that's not seen my room. Your house, my room. And Dahi also.
Hmm?
Dahi?
Yeah. Everything from cow.
Mm-hmm.
Cow. Providing everything
that
nice.
Cow is so important. These vegetables, grains, and cow. That's finished. You can make hundreds and thousands of rupees. Why the poor animals should be killed? Take as much possible. And those who are place eaters, let the animal die, eat. Why lifetime you should be killed? In India, that is the process. Those who are place eaters, when the cow dies, their cow is contaminated. Problem. So they get the skin, the hoof, the horn, they eat the flesh. So that's all right. Finished. And they keep the bones also for manure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. After death. That is the system in India. Whenever a man's cow dies, this class of men, cobbler, they're called. They'll take it. They'll take it.
I do not think many children like to eat meat.
Huh?
Many children do not like to eat meat. They are trained to eat
this
meat.
This is unnatural.
I did not like to eat it.
Even from the economic side, they waste so much land for keeping a few animals for slaughter. They could grow large quantities of grains, fruits, everything. Instead, all the land now is devoted to slaughter, and they have to import grains, fruits, other things in England. The whole countryside is beautiful country, all like this, the whole country. And everywhere is nothing but slaughter business. You know, and it could grow everything, everything that they need. In fact, we can do that, and this country will become self-sufficient. Now it has to import so many things.
Yeah, so because for make land.
It takes many acres of land to keep one animal. And on the same acreage, you can produce enough food for several men for a whole year.
Both for the animals, both for the men.
Yeah.
Just educate them.
There are some professors who may be coming to see you. They're involved in that kind of thing. They're understanding that a little bit now, and they can be worked with. I think I talked to one today. I think he will come late next week, perhaps, and that's certain.
That's a
good chance. He's a nice Cambridge professor, very nice man, and they're very interested to make the society balanced and sane.
Yeah.
And so this is the solution.
The aim should be back to home, back to home. They do not know what is the aim of life. We need to give that powder. And what?
Talking about the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
George is interested in your bathroom. He's saying all the things.
There is no hot water supply.
Mm. That can be, it can be arranged. Hmm? They misused it. They put the wrong kind of coal in it, and it caught fire over there some month back. A small fire, because they were, when we moved in, they used the wrong kind of coal in it, and it became fiery and lit a small fire. So they stopped it. But it can be
revived
nicely. We should do that.
Of course, I get a little, one bucket is sufficient. But when it will be winter, there is need of hot water. So you have seen my room?
Yes, very nice.
So you can read it, or shall I type it?
Yeah,
there's the words. Pralaya paya dhi jale
dhita. I have it typed.
You have got typed, Pablo?
Yeah, I have one here.
Kesa badhitamina sarira jaya jagadisa.
Were you playing it when I came in?
Huh?
You were playing it when I came
in?
Yes.
When she told me that we should try to describe in English some songs about description of the spiritual sky.
Yeah.
How it is there.
That is Chintamani.
Huh.
This is spiritual sky. Chintamani prakara sadhamasu kalpa vritkala kabhradesu suravi ravi palayan.
We sang that one, didn't we?
You have got record?
Yeah.
Lakshmi sahasra sata samrama sevvamanam govindamari purusam samaham parya. This is description of the spiritual kingdom. And in Bhagavad there is Vaikuntha description.
There's 11 stanzas.
Yes.
I thought there was only 10.
No, that is summary.
What is summary?
Summary of the 10.
But there's only of the 10.
Of the 10.
What is the 11th sloka where it says dasha vidha rupa?
Kesava dita dasha vidha rupa jaya jagadisa.
Who is he offering obeisance? Is that
Jayadev. Let me see the 11th one. Yeah. Sri Jaya Deva Kaveridam Uditam Udaram Sinu Sukhadam Subhadam Bhavasaram Kesava Drita Dasavidha Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hari. The meaning is Sri Jaya Deva Kaveridam Uditam Udaram. He very magnanimously has written this poetry, Jayadev Kavi. Sino, just here, Sukhadam, very pleasing, Subhadam, all auspicious, Bhavasaram, and the essence of life in this material world. Kesava Dhita Dasavidha Rupa. Kesava appeared in 10 kinds of incarnation, Jaya Jagadisha, all glories to Jagadisha, the Lord of the universe.
Dasha means 10.
Dasha means 10.
I see.
Yeah. Kesabhadita dasavidha rupa jaya jagadisha.
Is this pronounced like dhrita?
Dhrita.
D-H-R.
And if the A is without a line over it,
yeah,
it's dasha.
Right.
Dasha.
R on a dot. Dhri.
Underneath the dot.
Just like K. And R on the dot, Kri. Krishna.
So what's this when the S has this little R?
Sh.
S-H.
Sh. Sh. Sh.
So what's this?
Sri.
Srinu?
Sri, Sinu. Yes. Sinu.
Is that S-R-N-U?
Sinu.
Srinu. Or S-I-N?
Srinu. Srinu.
Okay.
It's in back of Bhagavad Gita, it's just
on this page, it gives the whole thing.
Yes.
Except when you're
if
trying
you
to
read once or twice,
you come and you're trying to go back and
no.
There's also
you can once read that direction once or twice.
Yeah. Good practice.
And here there's also a
it's hard to memorize.
Sorry for English speaking people to.
I can't even speak English. No.
We speak our language.
Because we've all got a meter, nice meter.
Yeah, I'm thinking that
I have it on a tape, and also, if you want, I can go over it with you. I can sing it.
Well, we included this song in an album.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not out yet, but it's got a different melody to the one we just heard. That's really nice.
How does your melody go?
Da, da.
Is it a kind of a jolly melody?
No, it's da 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 da.
Yeah. Who are you doing it with?
Well, Ravi recorded it a few years back when he had all these musicians over Festival of India, and I believe the singer is the son of the priest from the temple in Goa.
Cool.
He's got very strange pronunciation, you know, the sound of his voice is very different. I'll bring it over next time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. George has got a plan to bring all good Indian musicians to Britain and have them record music here.
And not just Britain, to everywhere.
Traveling.
No, I've heard so much fantastic music, and it's such a shame that nobody gets to hear it, but it's so expensive. But now with the Material World Foundation, I'm going to try and get...
If you come to India, you can meet some...
Yeah, well, I already know so many, but what I want to do is get them all grouped together as like an orchestra, then register them with the charity so that they're a charitable orchestra. Then my charity can pay to bring them all. And we do concerts and... Because it's even if you only did one concert, it's so hard to pay for 30 or 40 people to come over and just to feed them for a week and send them all the way back to India. It costs a lot. But once you overcome that problem, then we could tour them and they're all such fantastic musicians.
You can set your, as part of you, can set your message in a palatable sound. They can make everything sound very nicely, all the words.
Now India, the classical songs, they're diminishing. Classical songs.
It's all cinema music now.
They're not cinema music.
But the classical will stay there like the Gita.
They will. Yeah.
It's just the people.
Not sing Bhagavad Gita?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Lata Mangeshkar.
Yeah,
she did one. Lata sings the Gita, but in the West, it's very hard to hear some classical Indian music because they're always playing the popular music. But the people in the West would presume that to go to India, you turn the radio on, you're going to hear the classical Indian music. But you don't hear it there either. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't very often anyway play Bismillah Khan or Ravi Shankar.
Yeah, in South India more.
I've got Bismillah Khan on a jukebox. Shiv Kumar Sharma.
Huh?
I've got a music box at home. It's the type that used to put money in to play a record. But it has all the Shanai, Bismillah and Shiv Kumar. There's that flute player, the most fantastic. Panalal Ghosh is dead now. This guy's called Hari Prasad Charasya. We saw him in concert. It's fantastic. He plays from these little flutes like this down to one 4-foot long. It's wide.
and the whole the way he plays, you know, just blew one note and I've been making recordings with him. I've just did one, like 20 minutes, which I'll play to him. What's this?
Dashavatara Stotram. Dashavatara Stotram. 10 avatars sung about him.
So it isn't, I see, that's the problem. Yeah, because we're just calling it Jai Jagadisha Hare. I mean, that would be okay, just to say, I suppose. Oh, this is the one who Prabhupada dedicated the book to, the Gita. Who is that?
Baladeva Vidyabhusa.
Show that book. Here's the book that comes from.
Well, this is just a kind of an anthology of different songs. Mahajana Giti, Songs of Great Souls.
Yeah.
This is one of the songs. It's songs by all the past spiritual masters.
It's an incredible song.
How long did you study the Sanskrit?
He lived with Prabhupada, so he gets it.
Yeah.
He reads it like English, and he reads it like English. And he understands the words of Hindi.
Oh, and he hears it.
You should hear him recite the mantras. Just, it makes it powerful. So Prabhupada is passing on everything. Sanskrit, everything. Cooking, singing, philosophy. That's how it's kept alive.
I don't know what made me think of that the other day. I was just thinking the difference from now, from the last few years. I mean, in a relatively short time, it's got in a huge organization. And in another